It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you. You have given so much hope to people.
Thank you.
I'm Summer McStravick, your host. Please join me Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for Flow Dreaming. It could just change your world.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. How is everyone today? I'm Summer McStravick, your host for the hour. We're going to be talking about what your mind can do, what your thoughts can do, and generally what it means to be a manifesting practitioner. Now, I've been doing this show for many, many years, and every so often I like to return to the core, to the basics. And I'm doing this right now because there have been so many new listeners coming into the show, new people coming in from all different places, and certainly a lot of you on Facebook and some of the other places where I am regularly. My regular grounds are Facebook, my own website, and some of the syndicated stations that are now carrying this program. So hi, everybody. Welcome to all of you. We're going to talk about flow dreaming, the actual technique, as well as just general ideas about flow and flow energy. I hope it will be really informative for those of you who have been listening for a long time. And I know there's thousands of you because you email me updates all the time. And I love this. I love it when you get a hold of me. And I'm even going to be sharing some of the emails that I haven't been able to get through in all the most recent shows, some things that have been going across your mind that you wanted to let me know about. So welcome all, young and old. And I don't mean that physically, of course. I mean that in terms of how long you've been flow dreaming for. So let's start with, what is flow dreaming exactly? Because I kind of throw this word around all the time, and sometimes I'm off talking about crazy subjects that seem like they have nothing to do with manifesting. And other times I'm getting really detailed and into it and describing exactly what you must do and feel. So first off, let me make a definition for you of the two parts to it. First of all, flow dreaming is an actual technique that I happened upon many years ago. It is a method for manifesting, a method for imprinting your desires, your intention out into the world. If you'll imagine for a second, you all, you've heard of psychics. You know what psychics are, what intuitives do. And we have, most of us, been brought up to think that they just sort of extract information from the universe somehow. Like they close their eyes, they reach up and they grab it, and there you go. There's the future. I've seen it. It's going to happen. Well, I think of this energy that these psychics go into. I call it the flow. I call it flow energy. And it can be worked with in several directions. Some people do, in fact, reach themselves out into the energies and find out what's going on. They receive information from universal energy, universal consciousness, spirit. You know, we have so many different names for basically the same stuff. These people receive information. Now, a manifester, a person who is doing this technique of flow dreaming, on the other hand, is doing the opposite. Think of two polarities. Think of an AC-DC current. You've got electricity flying in both directions here. Well, the manifester is putting information into the universe. They are coding the universe like a computer programmer sitting down and writing some code and determining what that computer, what kind of scripts it should now execute or go through. The manifester is doing the opposite of the intuitive. They are coding the universe for what should come next, putting information in. The intuitive is taking information out. It's just crossing paths, just going in both directions, some coming in, some going out. Now, I do talk about both in this program, but what I discovered years ago was manifesting is so little talked about and discussed in comparison to what does it mean to be intuitive, what does it mean to be psychic, how can I develop those skills. Few people were saying, here is how you actually manifest, here is how you code the universe with your thoughts and desires and make things happen. And those people who were talking about it had very specialized ways of giving over the information. You would have affirmations, you'd have creative visualization, maybe you'd have setting your intention. Nowadays you might hear words like being in the vortex, or co-creating. You know, there's a lot of different versions going around. Flow dreaming is, again, its own thing. It's not any of those exactly, though you will notice subtleties and similarities between flow dreaming and some of them. Flow dreaming, the technique, has three parts, and I share this freely with the world. This is the basis, the core of what I teach, what I talk about, all the books and CDs. The technique itself is just, everybody please take it and do it, because, you know, I can't give any other greater service to the world than just sharing with you, you can do this. You know, please start doing it. You'll be happier. If you're happier, your kids are going to be happier. And if your kids are happier, then the dog's going to be happier. If the dog's happier, the cat's going to be happier, you know, all the way down the line. So flow dreaming as a technique for programming or manifesting the energies of the universe. And if you're listening right now thinking, really, how do you know you can even do that? I'm really hoping in this program to go back to some of the core scientific ideas behind this, because that's something I used to talk quite a bit about, what convinced me, the science that I read, the quantum studies about quantum energy, quantum effect that have really made me become a strong believer beyond just my own physical, you know, sight, seeing, eyes experience. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. First of all, the technique itself is this, quite simple. But it does combine several different things, and they need to be used together. First of all, guided daydreaming. Guided daydreaming. You will hear me talk, if you listen to this program in my free archives through iTunes or any of the other sites that deliver it, you'll hear me talk about daydreaming quite a bit. I'm a fan of daydreaming. A big, big, big fan of daydreaming. Precisely because we all do it all the time, and we do it so much. We don't even need to learn how to do it. And one thing I notice, and I'm also, speaking of fans, I'm a fan of looking at natural systems that are already in place in biology, in physics, in chemistry, in all kinds of different sciences, even the behavioral sciences. I look at systems that are already in place, and I say, I wonder how that applies to me. I wonder how that applies to my spirituality. How does that apply to my life? I look at something like daydreaming and say, well, you know, I know that it's sort of an escape valve we go to, and sometimes it gives you creative ideas and breakthroughs. But really, science doesn't quite understand why do we daydream. They don't understand why we dream at night, for that matter. How is something so important to us, so intrinsic in all of us, so completely unknown still? That just amazes me. But then I think, well, what about certain other organs or systems in your body? They often do more than one thing. You know, the hormones that you secrete right now, they might regulate one system, but then they also affect or trigger other systems. You know, even your organs often have, you know, two or three roles that they play in your body. Your heart pumps blood. It also helps filter it. It helps do lots of things, not just a singular role. Daydreaming, it doesn't have just a singular purpose, which is to let you escape out for a little bit. I realize that daydreaming is your mind's natural mechanism for moving into an altered state that connects you with the quantum state. That is the inner, deeper, finer, energetically finer self that you are. So let me back up a step here and paint another picture for you. We often think of ourselves as a physical body, just, you know, blood, bones, muscles, you know, a physical body. That's it. And this little soul of ours is kind of stuffed in there sometime when we were conceived, or maybe when we were growing in the belly, or maybe when we came out. I don't know. That soul was kind of plunged into that body. And now we have to figure out how to use it and how to work with it. And you've got the soul over here, and you've got the physical self over here. And they're very separate and distinct things. And we really don't talk to the soul most of our lives, but everything we do is recorded into that soul, because it's going to be judged whether we did a good job or whether we did a bad job, right? Very dualistic way of thinking about ourselves and our bodies. And just as an aside, little point of interest, you know, this dualistic way of looking at ourselves, body and soul, separate, and they never shall the two meet. This stems back for most of us to simply the dominant Western thinking that we've all been experiencing for 400 or more years. Way, way, way back, here's a little story, a little history for you. Way, way, way back, there was a philosopher called René Descartes, and he suggested that there were two realms. Now, remember, this is back in the 1600s, right? This is when science is something that is very small and very dangerous, because religion is controlling pretty much everything, politics, spirituality, everything they've got. And the scientists are starting to say, well, wait a second, we're discovering things. And sometimes we're reaching different answers than what you guys are saying. So the way that science sort of took care of this problem is they said, okay, religion is over here and science is over there, and all the things we say don't impact you at all, and all the religious things you say don't impact us at all. So you can say these things and we'll say those things, and even though they might disagree sometimes, we're not getting in each other's business. You stay out of mine, I stay out of yours. Essentially, it's known as the Cartesian split, and it means that it has completely colored the way that we look at the world, look at our own spirituality, look at our lives. We look at physical as physical and heaven as heaven, and they're nowhere near one another. You know, literally, that decision hundreds of years back, that these things need to be separate. We hear these arguments even today, you know, when scientists, they get all bent out of shape when religion starts to intrude. They say, you can't, you know, that's not science, that's religion. And then religion does the same thing when science tries to intrude on them. They say, you can't talk to me about God. You know nothing about that. And, you know, they both often have valid points when they're in that dualistic struggle. However, there is a third way. There is a third way of looking at things where you can be both spiritual and religious and scientific and recognize that the universe, the structure of it, is a miracle, is very workable, meaning you are part of this, you're not subjected to it, on and on and on and on. So, what this means for flow dreaming, and I know we diverted away from daydreaming, didn't we? Well, what this means, there I am threading it back. Believe me, I'll take you on all these little circular routes until we get there. But basically what it means is that today science has evolved to the point where they are reaching a lot of very mystical conclusions. Religion has evolved to the point where they are accepting more and more scientific fact. The two are coming together. And yes, sometimes, you know, in different religions, they are struggling over this. But there are more and more points where they're both looking at the same question and coming up with eerily similar answers. One of these answers is that our bodies, yes, are physical. Yet our minds are both physical and non-physical. Our very consciousness, the thoughts that travel between your neurons right now, zing, 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 you know, they're moving all these thoughts. Haven't you ever just sat there and wondered sometimes? I've done this. It's kind of silly, but yeah, it's one of those weird things we all do. We think, how do we know what to say before we say it? Like, we just think, we say words, but we don't think about them before they come out. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a miracle? I don't know. It's one of those things that boggles my mind. We don't have to ever pre-think. It just somehow all works all at the same time. Well, anyway, if you are having a thought and it's traveling from neuron to neuron, it's actually occupying a quantum space, meaning it is not inside your physical brain any longer. It is in a space outside of your physical self. So instead of having all of your brain, all of your thinking and thoughts compacted inside that little brain in the top of your head, like we've all been taught, the mind actually extends in a kind of field. Imagine this field around you, a glow, if you were. Now, this glow might just extend a few feet, or it might extend through the entire universe. If you really get into physics and read it that way, the mind that you're in is more like a floating point. You've heard of this new thing, cloud computing. Well, your mind is like a floating point that is everywhere at once, and yet if you need it, it is right there. So you are part, your thoughts, your very thoughts are part of some greater essence that's very deep and fine, to the point where it's not physical matter any longer at all. So what does this mean about you? If you are partly physical and partly non-physical, well, doesn't that sound a lot like body and soul, only in scientific lingo? And doesn't that further mean that maybe they're not two very separate things, but there is a gradation that happens? Imagine, you remember those little stacking rings that babies have? They have the big rings, and then they get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, you know, as they go up the little pyramid. Well, maybe you're kind of like that. Maybe the big red ring at the bottom, that's the physical part of you. And then you get finer and finer. You change substance, literally. You move through this field of mind, which is maybe a middle ground kind of substance, because it's partly in your body. The brain is part of this, and yet it's partly outside of your body. And then perhaps beyond that, there's even a finer kind of substance, no longer a physical substance at all, but information alone. Perhaps that is your spirit or your soul, which is simultaneously within you and yet everywhere else at the same time, part of something much larger. Now, you always retain who you are. Information always knows itself. That's another quantum principle. Once something is known, it is never unknown. Now, that's another way of talking about the soul, which is, well, everything you've ever been or ever are becoming, everything is inscribed in this little tablet that you are. You, your personality, your decisions, your feelings, your thoughts, your fears, your hopes, your desires, your jealousies, everything is encoded in you. You are a very unique, a highly unique piece of information that spans between realms. So when I daydream, see, we're going back. When I daydream, what's happening is my mind is moving into that quantum state and then moving a little farther past that state into that larger soul state, that larger, finer, possibly flow state. And what happens when your mind does this? What happens when you're daydreaming into this place, especially if you are daydreaming not just about something physical in your mind, like, oh, later I'm going to take and after I pick up the kids, I'm going to go pick up some coffee because we ran out last night. And, you know, that's just regular, small, little gritty stuff that stays in your brain. What happens if you are actually moving into that daydream state thinking, I'm going to go into that. I'm going to find that soul part of me. I'm going to find where all the stuff of life is actually bubbling and coming together. Because I further realize that our universe, it you know, if I'm like this, everything else around me is like this. Everything has a template inside it, a blueprint inside it of energy, that deeper part of it, what you might call the tree's mind, you know, or even if you don't think it has a particular consciousness, Everything is still evolving and growing, and it's all made out of the same stuff. So I say we go into this place, this flowing movement of everything. Don't forget, we're all moving forward in time. We're all moving forward in space. We're all continually recreating ourselves every second. Imagine if everything just froze right now. It froze. I see, it can't. It can't. Nothing can freeze. Time can't stop. And because it continually moves on, it continually grows. And we continually add to ourselves every second without even trying. This is the flow state. This is the natural rhythm of things, rhythm of life. This is our rhythm to grow and to become something bigger and more interesting and fascinating every second that goes by. So what do when I flow dream? The technique. I close my eyes. I say, I'm going to go and have a guided daydream. It's not a regular daydream because I don't lose my mind in there. I don't lose my thoughts. I'm going to stay attentive to what I'm thinking about and dreaming about. Kind of like when I'm drifting off to sleep and I'm in a dream and I'm kind of, you know, thinking of things as I go there. I'm kind of that state. But, you know, I'm not falling asleep, not dreaming. I'm just daydreaming. And then I'm further going to think about what I just heard, which was that the universe is growing, evolving, expanding, flowing forward, flowing and moving forward. All of this finer substance of things that are being made into these templates, these sort of energy templates and everything around us. Everything has a little blueprint inside it that says what it is, for instance. You know, your body has a blueprint. It says your knees shall be here, your heart shall be here, your shoulders shall look like this. This is what the cells should do inside you every few minutes. You know, the cells in your body are constantly rejuvenating. Something is giving them those directions. Do this, be this, do this. I'm going to go into this deep state, this flowing state where everything is moving like this. And I'm going to talk to it. I'm going to put the information out there. I'm going to go into that state, see what's happening, and say, hey, my consciousness is already part of this state, right? Because my consciousness is already part of this flow. It's there anyway. It's just usually I'm not thinking about it. I'm not giving it any direction. I wonder what would happen if I started to give direction. If I started to feel things, if I started to suggest to this universe around me, of which I am a very important part, because my consciousness is within this grand thing, what if I start to be an active being in that place? Active being, not a passive soul just taking information in, but an active soul, an active being. And I start saying, well, Source, well, God, here I am with you. Look at this. I've gone right into the finer stuff of everything where you are. And you know what? I think I'm going to try to be very active here, and I'm going to try and get some things across and have some things start happening. Well, the world opens up for you is what happens. Everything changes for you. You've crossed the line between being just a kind of victim, a person wandering through life, trying to make things happen just physically, into a person who now understands that life is both the physical, the things that you do, and life is also the non-physical, which is the master, the director, the person who inscribes on the blueprint, this is what will happen next, this is where I'm going, this is how I'm feeling. So this technique of flow dreaming is very easy to do, and it shows you how to get into the state to create some magnificent things in your life. Okay, well, I'm going to go to a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, share some emails, get to your calls, of course, if you're listening to the live show, which airs on noon Pacific every Tuesday, then you can call me at 877-230-3062. This is where I use the flow to go in, look around, look at things. I use both directions of the current. If we don't like what we see, we make changes. And I will demonstrate a little flow dreaming with you and also point you toward more resources where you can get some good information, from the absolutely free to more developed programs, such as my 11-day daily flow dreaming program, which walks you through 11 days of this intense manifesting course. So I'm Summer McStravick, and we'll come right back from our break in just a few moments. Please stay with me.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
What dreams do you want to manifest in 2011? Live your best life with the support of your angels and guides. Dubbed the Psychic Goddess, Zuri Eberhardt will guide you through a session with your spiritual team to get the answers you need to move forward with clarity and confidence. Whether you have questions about relationships, energy healing, finances, career, or life purpose, the angels will provide the right wisdom exactly when you need it. Visit www.askzuri.com to schedule your private session today. That's www.askzuri.com.
OK,
can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com. And it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. Flowdreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, your host. Thank you for listening to me. By the way, if you are enjoying the program and want to hear more, do find the archives. I have links to all different places to find more shows for free on my website, flowdreaming.com, flowdreaming.com. I also, as I briefly mentioned, have several books you might want to look at, including a lot of CDs. Now, the thing about this technique is many other techniques just tell you generally how to do things. I'm a very focused person, so I realize I don't want to be told generally how to do things. I want things individualized for my situation, my condition. So what's happened is over the years, I've created a number of CDs that focus exclusively on different parts of our lives that need to be changed, that need to be worked through, where you can look at this like I am talking to the universe and telling it, here's what I want to have happen. Or you can say, I'm using these CDs to develop a closer relationship with God and, you know, coming into alignment with God and agreeing in my life that this is what should happen. However you want to look at it, Flow Dreaming is completely open to you. It's about finding that place inside you. It's about finding the feeling. It's about being able to request and ask and demand and know that the universe wants to support you. It wants to give you everything. It's like a loving parent saying, please, you know, I'm going to buy you every class in the world, figure skate, dance, take sailing lessons, whatever you want, please, you know. I'm joking around, but really it's that sense of, I want you to do well. I want you to expand and grow. I want this to be there for you. So on the website, I have now CDs, for instance, for things that are so basic and yet so necessary, such as the Prosperity Challenge, which is a 2-week program for overhauling and remaking your money template, wealth and abundant security in your life. We just get right in and we say, we daydream, we are wealthy, we're rich, we feel ourselves in that flow of energy. that brings us into all the wealthy circles, that brings us into all those places of security, so that we can then use that energy and do something else with it. I have CDs on remaking your relationships. If you want to attract a wonderful partner into your life, there is a flow dream for that. There's a flow dream for being lucky, super lucky. Why not have more luck in your life? That sense that things are just always kind of turning in your direction, tipping your way. I have a flow dream for that. I have a new series on weight loss where we work with your body energy. We reconstruct, we reconfigure you from the inside out. I've had a number of wonderful conversations with people lately about the simple concept that when you lose weight, you might lose 5 pounds on the outside. But remember, your body has an energy template that mirrors the inside and the outside. Excuse me. Did you get rid of those 5 pounds of energetic weight? What is that? What is stored there? You know, you have to have both, or your body is just going to fill itself back up into that energy template that says it's 5 pounds heavier. It's a great program for people who have been going back and forth on their weight, back and forth on their weight. Anyway, we go through all of these things. You can find them at the Manifesting Store, or you can also try a free flow dream. Now, you just go to the website and sign up for the newsletter, and that newsletter is written by me. It comes from me, and I don't bombard you. I write maybe a couple of months, maybe articles, things that are of interest. And if you get the newsletter, you also get a free flow dream, pretty much for the best of everything, for many good things. So you'll get your own, I think it's like a 10 or 15 minute flow dream that you can begin working with, one that I've just recorded to help you along. So we're going to do some demonstrations. We're going to do some calls. I have an email or two to share. I love getting your emails, like I mentioned earlier. This one comes from Jody. She says, hello, and thank you for sharing your technique of flow dreaming. I've been listening to you for over 4 years now, and flow dreaming has been the best for me. I've tried so many other things like meditation and journaling and etc., and they've not worked as well. I have your books and CDs, and they've helped me so much. Your show this past week came at a perfect time. I have my annual review with two of the supervisors I work for. I've been working at the University of blah, 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 I'm not going to say, and I've been a research scientist for 14 years. We haven't had raises, and I now feel in years, and I'm sorry, I'm just kind of cutting out parts that are too identifying. I now feel positive about my review after listening to your show. I have a network of people from doctors, nurses, data managers, lab technicians, and so forth. And with my supervisors, it hasn't been so easy. So she just goes on to say that she feels very confident about it now. She feels much better that this technique has helped her to program her own energies around this particular specific area of her life, and she knows that it will help her. So thank you, Jody, for sending that in. I really appreciate it, and I sure hope it went well. I do, because I know I'm reading this a week or two late. Okay, here is another one, briefly, and I've been wanting to read this one for a while because it's from a man named Vlad, and I love that name. It's so classic, Vlad, from Canada. Vlad says, I stumbled onto your website through iTunes podcast, then was inspired to download your Flow Dreaming audiobook, and want to say that I'm absolutely enchanted by it. Not that the basic concepts are new to me. I've been exploring and absorbing the art of conscious creating as well as conscious living for a few years now. The last major stepping stone for me, after books by James Redford, Indy Walsh, Eckhart Tolle, and others, was the discovery of books by Abraham Hicks. The idea of us being creators rather than helpless sufferers has become a huge source of my inspiration. But I've been craving a practical tool, something you can actually make part of your daily routine that facilitates and promotes the shift of consciousness, helps raise the vibration, and keep you in alignment. It's one thing to comprehend the concept on a logical level and even preach it, but living it is a completely different story. Like my brother likes to say, these are all but different entries into the same cave. And I have to say, I like yours. The flow dreaming term alone is a brilliant discovery. Well, thank you, Vlad. Brilliant. I don't know about brilliant, but I like it. Your voice is inspiring and soothing, blah, blah, blah. Let's not get all, you know, lovey here. Let me find out what it's doing for him. Here we go. Well, thanks again for putting your heart out there and sharing your understanding. I'm confident that it's much appreciated by many seekers. Well, thank you, Vlad. I'm excited to know that you found that next thing. And that's something that people often tell me. They've looked into a lot of these areas before, and yet finding that thing they can do every day for themselves to really get in there, feel it, be it, become it, program it, that is the final thing that they need. And let me tell you, practicing this technique, you can do it on your own, by the way. I only make these CDs as a kind of crutch to help you along, to focus you, to kind of train you. But you will do this on your own. You will move into this space and work with this energy on your own eventually. And once you do, you really do find that you change. I mean, you really change. I've seen this in me. I've seen this in other people. At first, you might start to just feel generally happier or more positive or more confident. Then you're going to go through periods where you feel in turmoil because you say, I'm doing everything right. Why isn't the world responding? You move through that bit of understanding, which also takes its time. It's just like anything else. It takes its time. Then you go, oh, I get to see how it works. And it's like peeling back the layers of the world. You get to see more and more of how the world works, how the universe responds. And you only see it as you approach it, as you reach that level. You know, they say the teacher comes when the student is ready. I used to hate that phrase because I'd always say, but I'm so ready. I'm so ready. Where are you? Well, Flo has largely been my teacher. And truly, as I move into one state after another, the frustrated state, the understanding state, the epiphany state, I move through these layers. Layer by layer, and I keep reaching new levels of understanding how everything works, how everything is put together. It's phenomenal. So, enough said on that. I think it's time, and you know what? I really didn't get to the science part of it like I wanted to do. Oh, I'm flipping through my books here. I have all my notes. I have blah, blah, physicist so-and-so says XYZ. You know what you can do? Go to the website and go to the online learning library. I have articles there where I've put some of this stuff out. Or certainly I write a lot of it up in my first book, Flow Dreaming. And you can get that as an audiobook too. So if you want that, you can go there for it because I'm running out of time. And I want to give you a flow dream that we'll do together as a demonstration. And I also want to take some of your calls. I see you waiting there. So I definitely need to get to some of you and show you in a practical way how I would work with flow energy in other people's lives. I do private sessions as well. And it kind of gives you a taste of how I work and, you know, what you can expect from it. Okay. So I think what we're going to do is, a flow dream together. Now, I already mentioned, because this is supposed to be a Flow Dreaming 101 show, though I've realized I basically took you at the 101 level for about, 6 or 7 minutes, and then I dropped you down to the advanced class. You know, you're all in the master's program now, the MA. Sorry, we're going to bring it back up again. This is the introductory tutorial. Right. So as part of this introduction, I'm going to take you on a flow dream with me, the way I practice it, the way I do it. I'm sharing with you my own personal spiritual practice right now. It is something that helps yield to me, helps life yield up to me those things that I'm looking for. I am guided by flow energy. I am told where to go, what to do, what to focus on, what not to focus on. It all comes through this practice. So I'm always in alignment with my life, with the universe, with what is going to be the best and most beneficial for me, what is going to be the easiest, not laziest, but easiest, meaning that if I put in 8 hard working hours, I'm going to get 20 wonderful things as a result because I'm in alignment, I'm in flow, versus if I put in 8 hard working hours and I don't get anything, everything just flies back in my face. That's when you're in resistance. That's when you're not in that flow of being. Now, I use the word flow because we all already know that word. We know what it's like when we reach that flowing state where everything is just working. Everything is just happening right. You know, the whole day is just flying. You know, time is just flying past because we're just getting through stuff. Everything is just happening. It's working out. Feels good. You know, oftentimes we get into that state when we're doing one of our favorite sports or, you know, golfers, you know, this place, gardeners, you know, that place. And you're out there and you're pulling weeds and you're raking the dirt and you go, oh, I've been here 2 hours and I'm sunburned. You are in a flow state of being in alignment with the world around you, fully engaged, getting a lot done, getting a lot, receiving back. Flow, flow, flow. Now, apply that. Imagine if your whole life is in that. And the only time you're encountering resistance are when other people bring it to you, because people are always going to try and bring you resistance, bring you things to upset you, bring you things to affect you. Or when you yourself deviate off that flowing track and go, oh, I'm going to try to do this over here. And flow says, eh, you know what? Eh, it's not really where you're moving right now. It's not really what's best for your happiness right now. It's really kind of going against one of those things that you were asking for earlier. But if you want to try it, you can go over there. But I'm just telling you, there's nothing really there. You're going to go about 4 feet and you're going to hit a wall. Then you're going to keep trying to walk into that wall over and over again. That's getting out of flow. Okay, long lead up. Let's do a flow dream very quickly together. By the way, when you do these on the CDs or you do them on your own, you might find yourself spending more time, like 5, 10, 15 minutes in this state. It's about all most people can last, 10, 15 minutes, because it does require a very strong, heightened emotional state. Emotion, emotion. That's the third part of the technique. Emotion, emotion. And you're going to get a feel of that when you hear me in the flow state, and you're going to get a sense from my voice to you how passionately involved emotionally I am with what I'm feeling and experiencing. Now, what I'm doing is I am describing to the flow around me, to this flowing river that I am, this flowing being that I am. I'm describing to it, here's how I intend to feel in the upcoming days. And if I say I'm going to feel blessed, I'm going to feel lucky, I'm going to feel like the right things just came into my life, that situations took care of themselves, there was nothing that needed my, you know, no arguments, nothing like that, because everything just worked themselves out. I'm telling this universe, this is my life, this is how I'm feeling. I'm using that expanded mind of mine. I'm going into that place. And this emotion that I'm transmitting is what's communicating all of this, not even my words. It's this emotion into this place. And I'm going to do it just like I would sit down and try and do any other thing like meditation, except I don't clear my mind, not at all. I'm going to use my mind. I'm going to give it pictures to see. I'm going to give it things to do. I'm going to throw a stick for it and, like a dog, and say, go get that for me. My mind is going to feel very good and happy and useful as a result. It's going to be my partner. Okay, I'm going to bring up some music together here. Eyes are closed. Normally, I do a little relaxation before I get into this so I don't bring tension in. But we don't have time for that on the radio. So we're just going to drop right into this flowing state. I want you to feel it right now. It's like we're dropping in. This is an unusual way. I don't usually go in like this, but I'm feeling like it right now. You can move in any way you want. Sometimes we take a road, a path. Sometimes we dive and swim in. Right now, I'm just feeling myself dropping in like I'm dropping into a warm pool on a very hot summer day. I'm dropping in and I feel the coolness all around me. I feel this current around me. It's like a living physical energy around me. Here I am. I see myself. I daydream this image. I daydream. I let my mind come up with the pictures for me. I'm in this pool, a pool of light, a pool of energy that flows forward. It's moving. In this flow of energy, this big pool that I'm in, I recognize it's the stuff of creation, the stuff of life, the stuff of everything. Everything. And as I look around and I see this light swirling around me, the energy swirling around me, I understand that this is where all things come from. All things originate. All things are created, where they first spring into being. This is where all the templates form, all the blueprints form for life as it moves and rushes forward in all of its beauty and complexity. This is where my consciousness is. This is where my spirit or soul is. It is beyond everything physical, and I'm just feeling this place. I'm feeling it. I'm going in and really feeling it, stretching out into it. And it's funny, if I put my arms out in my mind, I sense how a lot of this energy feels like me, like there's a little stream, a little river of myself moving forward. And I can look out and I can see this river of me moving forward into time, into space. It's like a river of light uncurling right there. And I can see the very leading edge of it right there before it disappears into space. This is where my life is created, where it's going. All the things that I've set in motion, like sending out baseballs, pitching the baseballs out, all these different things that I've set in motion in my life. These are energies that are moving forward, going to happen for me, going to be created for me, coming together for me. And yet here I am consciously, here I am consciously, and I have certain ideas, things that I want to have and feel. It's such a beautiful feeling to be in this place, to be in this place where everything is created, where everything comes together, the fibers of the universe weaving themselves together before me, and I'm part of this. I'm part of directing this pattern with my feelings, with my emotions. What is something that I want to see happen in my life? The feeling behind this thing. The feeling behind the thing. Not the images of it necessarily. Not the words for it. Nothing too precise. The feeling behind it. Is it something that has to be resolved? Is it a feeling of resolution? Or is it a feeling of a new door opening, something coming to me, something revealing itself, something wonderful coming into my life? Could be anything. What's the feeling behind it? What's the ultimate feeling state that I want to have from this? Oh, I let this wash over me. I feel it through my body, through my energies, soaking all around into this flow around me, this flow of light, of brilliance, of goodness. And I recognize I'm in such a powerful place here. A powerful place here. And yet it's a place where everything is as well. I'm no more special than anything else. And yet it's such a powerful, profound place to be. I am blessed to be here. This is my flow. This is me moving forward, expanding, growing, being part of the light and energy of all things. And I recognize there's so much more to do here. The possibilities are infinite. I am barely scratching the surface. And Flo, yes, says you can take this as far as you like it. You can grow as big here as you desire. You can learn as much here as you want. It's always here for you. It's the workings of the universe of which you are part. Learn your place here. Learn your part here. Your eyes will be open. We're going to come back now at the count of three down to one. Three, two, and one. All right. See, that was a very, very brief peek, a little peek into the eye of flow, into what this place is like, what it might feel like. Trust me, if this was your first time, you have barely scratched it. There is so much more underneath for you to experience. But we have to go to a break, and I do want to do calls. Oh, my goodness. I need to be on 2 hours, don't I? Because I just keep going and going. I am the Energizer Bunny of Flow. Well, I'm also Summer McStravick, and the program is called Flow Dreaming, and we will be back after this short break.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every flow dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about flow dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about flow dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term flow dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the flow dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
reach Venus for your own private reading by visiting GodIsAlwaysHappy.com and using the contact form to reach Venus. You can also enter to win a free psychic reading with Venus by signing up for her blog or newsletter at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Venus draws winners' names each week. Plus, you can follow her very interesting life. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming. Are the people you want to reach with your product or service listening too? You can sponsor the Flow Dreaming radio show or the Flow Mojo web TV show and get your business in front of an audience of like-minded customers. Tens of thousands of people podcast this program every week, and every show is archived, meaning your products or services will reach people over and over again. Just visit flowdreaming.com or email Summer for a free informational packet.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. I'm Summer McStravick, and I was just talking with my producer, Sam, and I asked him purposely cut the break down, please, so I have more time to talk to people in the last few minutes of the show. And, you know, if you ever wonder why I talk about my CDs and things during the show, it's because, frankly, sometimes I completely forget about my breaks, and so I don't play any of my commercials or anything like that. So I need to do that so I can continue to do this show. Obviously, you guys all get it. So thank you, by the way, for waiting, if you have been waiting to speak with me. How about Stephanie? You're in Los Angeles, and what's going on with you?
Hi. Yes. I pretty much want to know how I can get started with my flow. I just want to know how it looks like. What did you see?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Stephanie, you've never really done flow dreaming before, right?
No.
Okay, so you're just trying to figure this out. What's going on? What is this energy she's talking about? First of all, go to my website, sign up for the newsletter so you get that flow dream that's the free one that you can just start doing and working with for nothing. The other thing is there is another radio hour-long show that I've posted right on my homepage. That also teaches the same subject, Flow Dreaming 101. You can listen to it again, and I'll basically repeat some of the things I said here and yet give you a little more clarity on other things that I glossed over. So those are both like the two best free introduction things that you can do by going to the website that you can start with this to really get an understanding of it. Now, if I look at you and I look at your flow, what I'm doing is I'm using that same energy moving into that same place where life is moving, life is flowing. Remember what I said about our minds being outside of our bodies? Well, pretend that our minds are getting together and they're having, you know, a cup of coffee together at the coffee shop right now, because they're outside of us. They can be any place. And right now, I'm looking at yours, you know, and there's something very beaten down within you. I don't know where that's coming from. There's a sense, you know, a sense of exhaustion about you, a sense of life having just given you a lot of one thing after another's, one thing after another. Have you been feeling like this? Like the last few years have been like this for you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over you. It's all over you. Imagine it like a green mossy coating. You know, it's like I want to take you and rinse you off under the sink and get all that off of you. Maybe I will. Here, you have to listen to my mom's show. She does all these crazy energy things. Hers is up next, the Dear Venus show. But it's like you are coated with this, and it's weighing you down. It's oppressed you. You have to get light and energy around you. And what I'm really feeling is that there are some people that you know who have a lot of this light, bright, clear, strong energy. And you need to be with them more. Maybe it's your family or a church or something. But they're light and bright and clear and strong. And they look at you like a lost, like little lamb. Get over here. You know, we will help you again. If they're not already in your life, it's a sense of what's coming up for you or a possibility that's coming around you. It's a wonderful feeling, but it's like you need to be modeling yourself after these strong, clear, bright people, because you are not oppressed. You are not tired and worn and beaten down as a spirit. This is just something you've been through that needs to be corrected. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just needs to be corrected. You know, like changing the setting on a stove from high to low. You need to really think about, here's your homework, okay?
Okay.
Think about the people in your life right now who are contributing to your feeling of being beaten down. And then think about the people who you always feel are bright, strong, and clear. If you don't have enough people in the bright, strong, and clear list, you have to cultivate those people.
Okay.
Develop those friendships. Look for those types. Make it part of your job.
Okay.
It's a weird thing, but you know what? I just say what Flo says to me. So thank you for your call, Stephanie. And please keep it up. Keep it up. All right. You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. I have like 2 minutes left. I wonder if it's even worthwhile. Oh, my. 1 minute. It's not. Darn it. Okay. So I tell you what. I know, Sheila, you've been waiting. Jackie, you've been waiting too. Maybe you'll want to try the Dear Venus show. She comes on at 1 p.m. Tuesdays Pacific time. That is next if you're listening live. And she's my mother, so of course I recommend her, and she will look as well. And maybe I'll slip in a show here in the coming weeks where I just do all calls and do a lot of demonstrations for you of how an advanced practitioner works with the energy. Most people learn how to do one thing or the other first. They either develop their empathic or their intuitive skills, or they develop their ability to manifest and be creators. Some people end up doing both, like myself, but I've only arrived at this over years and years of working with the energy in all of its aspects. So I think that about wraps up our program today. And, you know, I don't think it was quite the beginner program that I was hoping it would be because I just go off in any direction and I did again. But if you do want more beginner understanding of what this is, the website is the best resource. And I'll have a little area there where you find stuff for how to get started, especially in the online learning library. It's kind of like my blog. And I have a lot of articles on how to get started, what to think and feel, and how to actually do this practice. And again, that's totally free. So until next week, my love goes to you all. I'm Summer McStravick, and the program is called Flow Dreaming. See you then. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you. You have given so much hope to people.
Thank you.
I'm Summer McStravick, your host. Please join me Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern for Flow Dreaming. It could just change your world.